Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Roddy Jones is a college football analyst, ACC Network, former Georgia Tech guy, and he joins us every week, talk a little college football, and of course about what's going on down in the flats there. And he joins us on the WayForward.com hotline. Hey, Roddy, what
Roddy?
Up?
Roddy!
John Hugh, what's up, guys? Hope you're doing well.
Well, we're doing well. We're doing better than some of the folks over there at Georgia Tech are doing. Were you kind of surprised that Coach Collins didn't waste any time, you know, moving on from some of those coaches over there?
No, I wasn't surprised. You know, the reports that had leaked out, especially when Todd Stansberry came out and you know, said, hey, Coach Collins is our guy. He will be back. I think the reports that were leaking out that changes were going to be made on the back end meant that you had to make those changes pretty quickly. And with the coaching cycle that's going on, I know it's at the head coaching level, but all that stuff trickles down. There's movement amongst the assistant coaches. Maybe more so than the head coaches. We just don't hear about it. So you had to make those decisions. You have to start to figure out and sort of go through your list of people who you like, who are available, who will take the job, and figure out where you go from there, especially because, like, recruits are going to want to know who's calling the plays, what kind of offense are you going to run. The other two dismissals and what's going to happen on defense – is a little more secondary when it comes to recruiting, but certainly guys want to know who the position coach is going to be when they commit, or at least some assurances of sort of the style. So I was not surprised that it happened that quickly.
All righty, let's just get here. We'll cut to the chase. We like all the folks over there. I mean, they're wonderful people, but and here's the but: 100-0, 100-0. You could fire all the assistants you want. You don't get a turnaround next year. 100-0, Roddy. I mean, they've got to. This is Todd Stansberry has said all the letters about progress he wants. 100-0. I mean, that pressure is off the hook for him next year.
It's look, the fans are going to demand results next year. And look, we've been doing this show, or I've been coming on with you guys all season. And from the beginning of the year, I was trying to caution Tech fans that a bowl game is not – it's a stretch goal in 2021. Like, that is a – everything goes perfect. Nobody gets hurt. You have teams around you, have some injuries, have some stuff happen, and you win some games that you shouldn't. That was going to be the type of season that it took to get to 6 wins. I said it to you guys at the beginning of the year. I thought 3 or 4 was more likely. Well, they ended up with 3. Now, the way some of that happened was disappointing. 100-0 at the end of the year certainly shows the distance that Georgia Tech is right now from the top end of college football, that both of those – in neither one of those games did you have your starting quarterback. You had some injuries. That's not an excuse, because teams have had that before against Georgia and Notre Dame and scored points and maybe not given up as many. But I do think there is reason to just give a little bit of grace. I'm not saying a lot, but a little bit. And I think you saw that with Jeff Collins and the public statement backing him. But, yeah, look, next year, if you're a 3-win team, it's not going to be good amongst Tech fans. I mean, you saw the Georgia game. Everybody's talked a lot about it. But the truth of the matter is there's very few teams in the country that can put out the product that Georgia Tech was putting out this year and out-sell or out-show up the number one team in the country when they're going to a place that's as close as Athens is to Atlanta. So Georgia Tech's one of those places. You got to put out a good team. When we had a good team in 09 and we played Georgia at home, there were more Tech fans in that stadium than there were Georgia fans. So it'll happen if you put out a good product.
Boy, that is a diplomatic answer that I couldn't give. Because I look around and say, Georgia State's going to another bowl. Kennesaw State's playing in the second round of the playoffs. Georgia's the number one team in the nation. And who are you? I mean, yeah, okay. But Jahmyr Gibbs leaving, that is a big blow to this team on top of everything else, Roddy.
Yeah, it is. Look, Jahmyr Gibbs is there's no way about it. He's certainly the best offensive player that Georgia Tech has had since Demaryius Thomas and Jonathan Dwyer left. He may be the best overall player since that time. He may be more talented than those two guys, to be completely honest with you. So, yeah, it's a massive blow. And it's a massive blow when you had Georgia Tech, and rightfully so, campaigning for him to be an All-American. And then a few days after the season ends, he says he's transferring. I don't think it was unexpected. Like, this is the reality that you're living in. When you have guys that are going to be draft picks, and he will be a draft pick, and I would guess a top two-day draft pick, top three rounds. And he's thinking in his mind, look, I got a draft year coming up. I can't be on a three-win team where I'm not touching the ball but like 12 times a game, and some of those coming in the kick return game. I've got to be somewhere where maybe I'm not featured, but you got to get 15 impact touches on the offensive side of the football so that I can show my skills, so that I can be considered a first-round pick, because I think he's got the talent to be considered in the late first round with the skill set that he has, the ability to catch the ball in the backfield. Everybody throws out the Alvin Kamara comparison and all the things that New Orleans can do with Alvin Kamara. Like, there's going to be a lot of teams around the country that are looking at guys like that and thinking, okay, I can see him slotting into our offense. So, yeah, it's a big blow. We'll see how they fill it. You know, I'm not going to go ahead and write off the fact that, hey, this is going to crush the offense next year, because, to be honest with you, the offense wasn't very good with him this year. So there, it may be sort of a committee-type deal where, because of an influx of talent in other places, a change in voice at the top, the offense ends up being better because of the sum of the parts, not because you lost the best player that you've had in probably 10 years.
All right, let's talk a little bit about championship games and what you expect this weekend. How do you look at Georgia-Alabama as a matchup, and who do you think is going to win and why?
It's obviously a heavyweight matchup. I'm really interested to see if Alabama can block Georgia up front. Obviously, what you saw from Auburn last year, what you've seen at multiple times this season, particularly with their struggles running the football, is alarming if you're an Alabama fan. And then on the opposite side, can Georgia run the football against this Alabama defense? This hasn't been a typical Alabama defense where nobody gets anything. Georgia's kind of had that, or the defense that we think about under Saban typically. But it is still a very good defense with a very, very disruptive player, one of the best defensive players in the country, in Will Anderson. So Georgia's ability to block Alabama in the run game, I think, is going to be is one of the keys to the game. Not saying that Stetson Bennett can't win it if they have to go to the air, but there's not going to be a receiver, maybe other than tight end Brock Bowers. It's not going to be a receiver that Alabama's afraid of. And Georgia threw the ball the second least number of times in the SEC this year. So if you get into that low-scoring game where both teams have an inability to run the football, who's the team that's going to be able to make plays through the air? Alabama's got Jameson Williams and Bryce Young. Georgia doesn't necessarily have that. So I think Georgia's going to have to be able to run the football, at least in spots effectively, to win the game. I think because of the defense, because of the what we've seen on the Alabama offensive line, I think Georgia wins the game. I think it's a fairly low-scoring game for what we've become accustomed to in college football. You know, kind of one of those games where first to 24 wins, which in today's day and age is considered low scoring.
I have another question out here, Roddy. As fans watch Pitt and Wake Forest, to the degree that some people will watch it, maybe more Falcons fans ought to be interested in it. You see it a lot of quarterbacks this year. If the Falcons decide that this is the year, based on where they're at in the draft, to draft a quarterback, Kenny Pickett, Matt Corral, Sam Hartman, Sam Howell, where would you go? Who do you think is Mac Jones like in terms of the fact that he can have an immediate impact on the team? Is it one of those guys? Is it somebody out west that the fans are? But if you're watching Kenny Pickett and Sam Hartman, are those guys both potentially guys that could lead NFL teams?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know about Sam Hartman, but certainly Kenny Pickett. And look, if you're putting me in the Falcons' shoes and asking me what you should do, you go away from the quarterback position.
Agreed.
Until you surround the quarterback position with the talent to succeed. The reason Mac Jones has been great, and you know, I didn't talk to you guys about it, but when everybody's asked who's going to be the best quarterback immediately coming out of the draft last year, Mac Jones was the easy answer because they are good around him. Everybody else is having to fight uphill, maybe with the exception of Trey Lance, and they've underachieved this year. But everybody else is going into a situation where they were going to have to carry the team, and a rookie quarterback's just not going to do that. So the Falcons need to surround whoever they go with at quarterback whenever they decide to move on from Matt Ryan. You need to surround him with talent so that you can have that type of success. That being said, just talking about Kenny Pickett, yes, I think the maturity that he's shown this year is going to really help an NFL franchise. He's got the arm strength. It's not you know, the howitzer that like an Aaron Rodgers has, but he's got plenty of arm strength. He's got great mobility. He can throw on the run. I think his command of the offense and his leadership has really taken a big step the last two seasons. And just overall, like, the dude is a competitive, tough gamer. And I think that that what he's gone through in his career, he's not a one-hit wonder. He's a guy that's been through it, started a ton of games, seen a lot. So I think he certainly will be able to lead an NFL franchise at some point. But with the caveat, like, you got to surround him, just like any quarterback, with a supporting cast that can allow him to be successful, particularly early in his career.
Real Ready? Quick, who's your Heisman favorite?
I think it's got to be Bryce Young, but I don't think it's done. Like, if Bryce Young goes out and struggles against Georgia's defense, and Kenny Pickett goes and lights it up, I think Kenny Pickett should get a real shot at winning the Heisman. I really do.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons I kind of lean in that way. Do you vote, Roddy?
No, I'm not important enough or big time enough to vote.
Okay,
so
right.
I've just got to go out and convince voters like yourself to vote for the guys that I think should win.
Roddy Jones, thanks, Roddy. Do appreciate
it. You're the man.
Yeah, guys, appreciate you.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.